I'm here this evening with goaltending coach Nathan Craze. Nathan, thanks a lot for joining us.
No, no problem.
Tough couple of games this weekend, two really tight games, both lost in the past 6 minutes. Can you sort of talk us through it from your perspective?
Yeah, I think both games kind of a bitter pill to swallow. You know, we were in both games for pretty much 55 minutes. And then, say, 5 minutes then of kind of debatable kind of penalties last night cost us the game, and then tonight we had a few mistakes and MK kind of took full advantage of it. And a team like MK, that if you give them those opportunities, they're going to sting you. So yeah, it's both games this weekend have been tough to take, because I think we've done enough to at least get a point, if not a win. But it's that time of year now, and there's no easy games in this league. So, you know, I think there's a lot of positives to take away from this. Now we've got three games next weekend, and kind of moving forward now, we have to just keep on staying positive and stick to the game plan, because, you know, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's coming down to it now, isn't it?
You know, yeah.
The playoffs coming up and stuff. Just staying on tonight for a little bit. I mean, the goaltender, Lacazille, great game tonight, some fantastic saves, pulled us out of it quite a bit at times. How would you say, what do you think his game was like tonight? How would you say?
I thought Lacko, both games, this weekend, especially tonight, he was outstanding. He held the fort for 55 minutes, and you know, he couldn't do much about the goals, and yeah, 57 shots. So yeah, he held the fort for us. When, you know, team like Milton Keynes, you know, they're just going to shoot from everywhere, and you know, the opportunities they had, and how he had to stand tall for us. So yeah, he was the difference tonight. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the puck past Drobny tonight. But yeah, it's a lot of positives. I was happy with his performance, and especially now kind of coming to crunch end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think 4-2 really represented the game.
No,
you know, it was an empty net goal at the end.
Yeah, the result, I don't think kind of, or the score doesn't reflect the result, because see, he was absolutely fantastic tonight and well deserved of man of the match. Yeah.
And a gutsy move by Huey pulling him so early on to get that goal back.
Yeah, I think with the power play at the end there, we had nothing to lose. We were two goals down, so that was a great kind of coaching decision there. And we got that goal, and just unfortunately we couldn't get the second one there.
Yeah, looking forward into next weekend. You've already hinted at it. Sheffield away Friday, Peterborough at home Saturday, Telford away Sunday. Really tough fixtures coming up. I mean, how do we prepare for that? And
so three games in 3 nights, it's tough, especially this time of the season. But this is kind of now where we have to get into that playoff mindset, where, you know, guys have to put their bodies on the line, do the little things. That's the only way you're going to get success.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think now we're going to have a good week in training, back to the drawing board, a few things to work on and iron out, but overall we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, definitely, and it comes down to heart and desire. This time of the year, it's like you say, you put your body on the line, it's who wants it.
Exactly, it's kind of who wants it more. So I think moving forward now, it's kind of, say, the guys doing little things, putting their bodies on the line, driving to the net, and then that's where good things happen.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot for your time, Nathan.
Thanks, no problem.